Hi, everybody, and welcome to Generation Goat number 17. I'm John Martin of SongsToSaveYourLife.com and ShListen.com. With me always is E. Christopher Clark from GeekForce5.com. And hi, Chris.
Hey, John.
You know what? I kind of messed that up. Hang on.
Yep.
Hi, I'm the straight-laced, boring Bert of the podcast, and always is the fun-loving Ernie of the podcast, Chris Clark. So, hi, Ernie. How are you?
Hey, Bert.
Yeah. Have you not been cleaning up again?
Bert, you know, I was spending a lot of time with my rubber ducky, and
Ernie,
you know,
he is the
only one for me.
The rubber ducky again. The rubber ducky again. I see how it is.
Well, you know, he's a very lovable.
You come up here. We spend the whole winter on this mountain, and then never mind.
Yeah, well, I had intended to bring the rubber ducky over and we do the podcast in the tub, Bert. You know, like
that is our time. Hi everyone. So what I'm responding to is our last podcast, which Chris did solo at PodCamp New Hampshire, in which it was revealed that I am apparently the control freak, boring, straight-laced person of the podcast. So, hi, everybody.
I don't know that it's so much that you're the boring control freak. You are the one who actually has a sense of what the hell he's doing.
I see. Yeah. Apparently, I get to be everyone's dad. So, to our listeners, cut your hair, you hippies, and go get a job.
Hey, you're the one that's going to be, you know, a doctor of something.
Well, yeah, except, you know, I'll be Doc Martin. So, you know. Well, that's cool.
Better than being Doc. No, I lost it.
You think I can get my students to call me Doc?
Doc? Why not?
I don't necessarily want them to. I just wonder if I could get them to.
Well, it depends on whether you're talking about freshmen, sophomores. I think freshmen, certain types of freshmen, are certainly more responsive to that kind of request.
My freshmen aren't responsive at all.
Well, I have certain ones that are not responsive.
You know, I write to them and I say, dude, you didn't hand in your midterm, so it's an F. Do you want to maybe do something about that? And they write me back and go, oh, no, I'm totally busy, so I'm just going to have to be an F. Like, okay, no problem. If I can give you an extra F, I'll totally get on that.
I don't know that I have anyone that's that bad, but, you know.
Oh, they're horrible.
I would call you Doc Martin. If you want me to call you Doc Martin, you know, to make up for you know, making you the bird of the podcast.
Well, I wonder if I could get sued for trademark infringement by using my own name, which happens sometimes, like with, you know, actors, they have to change their names if there's somebody in the guild already.
Isn't Martin with an E?
Yeah, yeah. It's a slightly different spelling, but I don't think that would hold up if we were discussing trademark infringement, so.
True. No, I don't know. I mean, I think you could get away with it.
We'll see what happens. But anyway, so how was PodCamp?
PodCamp was fun. PodCamp was...
It sounded fun.
What's that?
It sounded fun.
Yeah, no. It lots of interesting sessions. Maybe not as I don't know where... Maybe not as many people as we would have hoped, but a fair amount of people. As usually happens with PodCamp, you know, things change. People don't show up. Somebody else takes over. It's really great to see a sort of community develop over just the course of a weekend. And there were sessions on everything from handcrafting, sort of how to get your handcrafted goods out there into the world. To there was a great music one that I had to miss. There was one on job hunting that started the whole thing, which I kind of figured would be dry, but the guy was a great presenter. So all in all, it was a lot of fun. You know, ours was, interestingly enough, the only podcasting session of the entire conference. So the first day I actually had a guy come up to me because my name was one of the ones on the list, and because I was on Twitter that day, he's like, let's do a hallway session on podcasting because there's nobody else talking about it. And I had a great half an hour to 45 minute long conversation with this guy whose name now completely escapes me because I am the Ernie, the dumb guy who has no idea what I'm doing.
Gee, if only there were some sort of person who were organized and interested in details on this podcast.
If only.
Hey, you know what else? I saw this really good website the other day, but I don't know. It was blue. Look it up.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I will.
Yeah. So that's cool. So
yeah, no, it was fun. I missed you though.
I was watching, sort of, kind of through Twitter, as it were. And yeah, I'm sorry, everybody. I guess I should do the 2-minute explanation of what happened. So I've been finishing my PhD, which is now submitted, and hooray, I guess. now I've gone from worrying about, oh God, am I ever going to finish, to, oh my God, I have an exam next month and it's going to murder me. So anyway, I have a supervisor who, this might actually get heard, is a very busy individual. And sometimes when I hand in chapters, they come back in a week. And sometimes when I hand them in, they come back in 6 weeks. And there's kind of no telling what that's going to be. But when you're really close to your deadline, so about a week before, I guess about a week before PodCamp, maybe 10 days, I got a chapter back that I've been waiting for 4 weeks, and it needed massive gutting and rewriting, and it was, you know, just, okay. So I did all that, and then I sent it back to him, and he said, about 3 days before PodCamp, yeah, I don't see anybody passing this. Sorry. Unless you do everything I've ever told you to do right now.
Right.
Okay. So I did all that in a frenzy. And the next day I sent it to him, or the day after rather. And 2 days later, and he wrote back and said, oh, that's much better. Okay. Now just do these things. Like, wait, what? What?
Yeah. More changes.
And I mean, I suppose this all turned out fine because he's willing to write me job recommendations. And if he's willing to do that, then chances are that I'm okay. Right.
Yeah.
But yikes. So
yeah. And I mean, you know, and I think, you know, props to you, because despite all of this, you were still like kind of trying to find a way to make it work with PodCamp up to the last minute.
I felt really terrible, and I wanted to meet all the cool people. It sounded like a lot of like cool people came to our session, and
yeah, it was, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I was going to say I had high expectations. I had no idea. Realizing that it was the only podcasting session, I thought, well, we might get a decent crowd. And the room was packed. People against the walls.
Really?
Yeah. Sitting on the floor. I mean,
it
just...
It must have heard I wasn't going to be there.
No. They were really into it. And we were able... I mean, hopefully by now people have heard the... If they weren't there, they've heard the episode. And we were able to give some good information out to people and entertain them at the same time.
Cool.
So it was really neat. And you were missed. There were several fans in the audience.
Our friend Jillian said on her Twitter feed that there was a photo of me on the table like a funeral. But that is.
I did not intend the funereal effect, but I have this picture that I took of you when we recorded Goat 15.5.
Okay.
What you had prepared this a meal, this delicious meal of pork, and you had a T-shirt on that said "Meat is murder." Right. So it was the most recent
tasty,
delicious. Or yeah.
Don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. I'm totally for killing and eating animals.
So it was the most recent picture I had of you, and I was like, there's something funny to be done here. It's a very unfortunate that you're not able to be there. I can somehow make it funny. So I printed out an 8x10 of that photo.
Wow.
And looked for a photo frame. And the only frame that I had that would fit an 8x10 in my house was a sort of oval frame that looked very formal, considering how candid and silly the picture was.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had it standing up next to me at the head of the table. And it didn't even occur to me that with the formal frame and the sort of casual picture that it might sort of give off an air of, oh gosh, this person died. Like,
that's all good. That's true. People could have been, you know, you could have just said to anybody, hey, what's with the picture? That's John. He, gout, actually. Yeah.
Gout.
Too much meat.
I did say, you know, swallowed by the beast called dissertation, which was not.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. But no, I'm glad it went well. I'm glad you didn't use any worse pictures of me. Thank you for holding back the urge to put horrible band photos on there.
Yeah. No, I doubt that I would have done that. I also don't have digital copies of any of those photos.
Good.
it would have required some scanning, which was,
although I would like to see them privately one day,
which is too much work for this Ernie of the podcast.
So you can show me offline.
You know who has pictures of the band days that I've always wanted to see because I saw them randomly once.
Yeah,
is Mr. Andy Hicks.
It's true.
I don't know if he still does. But after our gig at the Chelmsford Common, which was like a battle of the bands thing, you know what? Maybe it wasn't even at that gig. I don't know. Somewhere around that time, I happened to see Andy flipping through a photo album with somebody, and it either had pictures of that show or of the show at my backyard.
Hmm.
And they were actually good pictures, you know, relatively speaking, much better pictures than anything I had. And
maybe we can persuade him.
What's that?
Maybe we can persuade him.
We did throw down the gauntlet asking him about going to Fun Spot, and guess what?
Yeah.
Dude, like, picked up the gauntlet.
Woohoo!
He's like, he's down.
Okay. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Of course, so now we just got to.
He's free. He said maybe the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and you're not.
I don't know. Normally we're up in Maine, but I'm not sure that we'll be up there the whole weekend. I have this
down
idea. Down. I have this idea that I might come back for my high school reunion. I'm debating.
Wow.
15 years, you know, $10, you know, that was the thing. I was like, if it's like $50, no way, but $10 at like a local, yeah, whatever.
I mean, we talked about it before and okay, 2012, the apocalypse, it makes sense, but
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
So I may in fact be back and around to possibly do a Fun Spot trip on Thanksgiving weekend.
All right. Well, we'll have to solicit advice from our fans, plural apparently.
Yeah. There were fans there. There are fans that weren't there. We got fans.
We can record some people and stick them in the podcast.
Yeah.
Saying things like podcast sucks now that John's back.
Rubber ducky.
Yeah.
No.
That's right. Eric, for every person that comes, we'll give you a tape of Chris singing.
Me singing Rubber Ducky.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting about Andy. I think Fun Spot will be really good fun. I mean, it's a nice informal setting, and we can eat onion rings, play old-timey mini golf, and Pac-Man all in the same room. So.
Yeah, and we can demand that he bring the photo album.
Yeah.
And we'll look at it over pizza down in the...
That'll be exciting. Yeah, no, it'll be a good time for all. Cool.
So we'll figure that out. But yeah, so Andy had some photos of that. I do not have photo. I maybe have two
or
three photos. Well, that's not true. I probably have a good like dozen or so photos from back in the day. Because I was big into, well, and you know what I was always big into with the band photos was I always wanted to get one that had all of us.
Yeah.
Which was impossible because somebody had to take the photo.
Right.
So I've got like two of those. Of like whole band photos.
Hmm.
Neither of which is all that great.
Yeah. No, it's still,
you know, for the greatest hits album. When
Yeah, that's true. And we have to wait at least 20 years to reunite. So.
Yeah. Well, you know. Well, you don't have to wait 20 years for a greatest hits album now. Apparently, you can wait like 5.
Well, Michael Jackson has a new album coming out next month, which, you know, wow.
Yeah.
I actually just heard the song that was.
Oh, see, I saw that a new song came out on Facebook this morning, but I did not listen yet.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
It's
mostly in the third person.
It's Michael.
Yeah.
So, what do you expect? You know.
You know, it's so weird. Like, I was just listening to Thriller the other day, and I was thinking back to when I was, you know, 5 or 6 years old, and Michael Jackson was what the biggest thing in the universe.
Right.
Right? Anywhere you went, anything you did. I mean, the dude actually made me want to drink Pepsi, and that's hard to do. And it's just so weird to see how he ended up. It makes me profoundly sad for some reason that I can't quite pinpoint.
Well, yeah, the day that he died, I was picking you up from the airport.
That's true. So yeah,
you and I
like Michael Jackson died.
You're like, what?
I'm getting back on the plane.
So that us talking about Michael Jackson, which is something I never figured we would talk about, aside from you making fun of me for owning Michael Jackson.
You were a big Michael Jackson fan.
I
remember when you got History and you were very excited.
Let's not talk about it. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's all right.
No, I mean, I'm the one that's not embarrassed about the stupid shit that I own. Right?
I'm not usually. I'm more combative than embarrassed.
You'll defend it to the death.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do think Voltron is better with the lions.
Voltron is better with the lions. Anyone who disagrees with you needs a beating.
An idiot.
Yeah.
Or maybe Japanese.
Maybe. So if we were to do another live goat, would we do one at like Fun Spot? I mean, or on the way to Fun Spot?
I don't know.
It's not really a live goat, is it?
It would be difficult, I think, at a place like Fun Spot, only because it's somebody else's establishment, and they might not necessarily want us just taking up their restaurant. But on the other hand, there's really nothing to stop us from like bringing a small recording device and putting it on the table while we all shoot the breeze.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, one of these days you'll have to take you to New Hampshire Media Makers. It's kind of like a mini pod camp.
That'd be exciting. It always looks very intimidating when I look at the web pages, because it's like a small coffee house and there's like 50 geeks with laptops. And they all seem like, it seems like you have a rule that if this is your first Media Makers, you have to fight or something. No, wait. You have to talk?
First rule of Media Makers is you don't talk about, no. John Herman, you know, who runs the thing, makes a point of saying, you know, it only looks like everyone knows everybody the first time that you show up. And
okay. You know, well, that would be fun. When is the
next one? Is actually this Sunday.
I see. Well, we will have to talk about this.
Yes.
How often do they happen?
They happen once a month. Up there in Newmarket.
Right.
So, you know, that'd be a hoot.
And, is it like a gang clubhouse? Is it like just a roadhouse that you go?
With a name like Crack Skulls, it really could be.
Yeah, see, that worries me.
It's a nice little coffee shop. Used bookstore and coffee shop. They have good ice cream, too.
Really good. I'm a big fan of coffee shops. There was a ramshackle divey one in Lowell once upon a time called the Sugar Shack, which was... Yeah, over by North Campus. And, you know, I went there once, I guess, with Vanessa, and there was some punk rock band playing. It was like a big open room.
Yeah.
It was a punk rock band playing, and they had coffee, and then we were playing chess while the punk rock band played, and that was kind of strange. It was a very unusual place, but nobody minded, which I liked about it.
Coffee with punk rock.
Yeah.
I think I can dig it.
Apparently, Marilyn Manson, I just saw a headline, I haven't actually read the article, is coming back with a punk-inspired album.
Because, why not?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worn out the other thing.
This is the really scattered generation goat.
Yeah, well, kind of. And, you know, one of the things, I'm not going to go over there. We're going to get back on... Marilyn Manson, punk rock... REM and Peaches.
So I put the little note up today on Listen, which I've decided to actually update again. Apparently on Collapse Into Now, which is the forthcoming REM release in the spring, not only do Eddie Vedder and Patti Smith, who you'd kind of expect to show up on an REM album, perform, but Peaches.
And, you know, I
have no idea what that's going to be like, but...
I don't mind Peaches. I actually kind of like Peaches. But that's the part where you say, yeah, you would.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think I needed to say it.
No. But Peaches and REM, you know, well, KRS-One and REM, you know.
Yeah, that's just embarrassing.
You know, I had an interesting moment with... we talked a little bit about this last time where... things that happened while you were in England. That's a whole book, I guess. You know, there was me helping move you out of your house even though you were in England. There was an REM concert last summer, the summer before.
Would have been 2008.
Yeah, where you couldn't make it.
Yeah.
And so I went in your stead, and I was with Julian and Diana, I think. And so we're driving, and one of the records they have in the car is Out of Time.
Yeah.
And they're like, they skip past Radio Song, and they're like, John never lets us play Radio Song.
It's not that I don't let them. I just, it's, you know,
Radio. Well, they probably did not phrase it that way, but it was sort of like.
No, they probably did. You know, I'm the control freak, so.
Well, so it was like no radio, and I was like, yeah, okay, that's fair enough. It's Radio Song. But at the end of the night, the pop bubblegum whore in me was like, play Radio Song, and we actually played, and I sang along to the KRS One part.
It happens.
Too much it happens with me in the dumb songs. Yeah.
I don't know. I had a moment of weakness, I think, earlier this year when I was driving around and Shiny Happy People came on, and I was like, yeah, all right, just leave it.
Yeah, why not, you know.
But I had recently watched the YouTube of Furry Happy Monsters that they did Sesame Street, so I was getting the weird.
So, nostalgia. My very first radio show, I can't even remember what the gag or what the whole thing was, but basically people kept calling me up and requesting Shiny Happy People, and I was like refusing just out of principle, because so many people were, it was obviously a gag to throw me on my very first show.
Little do you know, there was just like a group of 100 fans who were like, finally a DJ who will respond to us, and then you did it, and they were like, forget it.
Yeah, no, I think I finally did play it. Or like my bit back on that radio show was something called the Top 10.5 list, which was a Letterman ripoff. And the end, I think that episode was in the Top 10.5 reasons I will not play Shiny Happy People. And then, being predictable, I played it right after the list.
Sure, yeah. Surely.
But yeah, R.E.M. and Peaches. That was, I noticed that, you know, I think I saw that one before I even saw your post that you were back.
Yeah. It kind of depends which way you come into the site, I guess. But, yeah, it's exciting. And also, just before that, there was the new December song featuring Peter Buck on guitar, which is absolutely excellent. So
I went to go listen to that, and it downloaded a FLV file instead of playing the song for me. So I don't know if was it at one time or like a 1 week only thing?
No, that should work. That might be a weird Safari bug. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, no, I Decemberist is on my list of bands I need to listen to, along with Arcade Fire.
Ah, yes. Well, we'll set you up. Groove Shark works out really well for this. Usually you can go on Groove Shark and...
Yeah, I think you sent me a link for Arcade Fire when I was like, probably, hey, what Arcade Fire should I start?
Bible, maybe. But yeah, I mean, if you go on Groove Shark, you can usually find most stuff that you're looking for. It's nice while it lasts. Right. I was very sad, actually, to see that Last.fm is changing its service a little bit. You can still scrabble to it, and there are still recommendations, and there's still your neighborhood and all that, but you can't play just the stream of your loved tracks anymore.
Oh.
Which is kind of, you know.
Yeah, that's... I kind of... Like, I dig the service, but I mostly dig it for the scrabbling and for the tracking, and I kind of just wish something else did that. I kind of wish that was built into iTunes or built into Winamp or like whatever player, or that there was some little plugin that ran on my computer. Although I like the social aspect of seeing, you know, how compatible I am with people.
Well, I really like the recommendations a lot of the time. I found a lot of stuff that I really like just listening to it streaming. So I don't know. I'm not willing to give up on it just yet. But
I've been listening to Pandora a little bit more here and there for that same reason, because I'm not. We
now that you're
finally
not, like, afraid of Avatar, you can...
On my list of things that I still need to see.
Yeah, seriously.
That's it. Well, I want to talk about that in a minute or two. But, yeah, no, Pandora, I've been listening to because we got rid of my car, so now we are officially a one-car family. We had the second car around for emergencies, and that was where I was listening to the radio a bunch and still learning about new things, that and your site.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to do Pandora, and maybe I should try to do Last a little bit more to find.
I like it. I mean, I don't know. I like it. I think it's worth it. Especially if you've already scrabbled a lot to it, then the recommendations are a lot, you know, more effective than they were.
Yeah. I mean, I scrabble pretty much everything. I actually get annoyed when something doesn't scrabble.
Yeah.
Which is really dumb. I mean, it's, you know, it's just tracking. It's part of my dad that's in me. Like, my dad has those obsessive compulsive things. He needs to keep track of football scores. I need to keep track of what music I play. Like, every time I think about making fun of my dad for keeping track of football scores and as obsessively as he does, I obsess a little bit too much about Last.fm.
Yeah, I was just looking at it, actually. Apparently, I've scrabbled 45,115 tracks since March 19th, 2007. And I know that that's not as many as I've played.
Yeah.
Because I have the common decency to take my embarrassing moment off scrabbling. Like, in the next hour, I'm going to listen to Meatloaf, Duran Duran, and quite possibly Little Shop of Horrors. I'll just turn that off.
Just turn it off. Well, you know, but see, I'm okay with people seeing that I, you know, listened to, I just censored myself. I was like,
see?
Which one am I going to mention? No, but people will see it later today.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sometimes I'll let it play so that in the grand scheme of things, I'll still have a picture of how much I played a particular song in a given year. That's my big thing. I like to keep track of what I played most that year. But I'll purposefully put on some more credible music to hide that stuff, to make it go down the page where nobody looks.
I've been doing a thing for a while where I'll make a playlist, let's say on the 1st of September, and then on the 1st of October, I'll save it as September 2010 and then blank it and start over.
I didn't need to do that.
I was listening to an interview with Cameron Crowe, I think, when he was talking about Almost Famous, and he was saying that, like, he was going through all these old mixtapes he used to make of stuff off the radio and whatever, and how they were, you know, an archive of his life. And I kind of liked the idea, so I stole it.
Yeah, no, I read or listened to that interview as well. And my phone is buzzing at me. Sorry.
That's our first caller.
Lucky, our first call. You know, we did think about setting up Google Voice or like a listener line. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
The dudes require you to have a line for it to ring through to, which seems completely antithetical to the whole... Did I just use that right?
Yes. Karen.
Seems completely just... I don't know. I don't want to have a number in order to have a Google Voice. So, like, I have a Geek Force 5 number, and you can only tie your cell phone number to one Google Voice account. So, anyway.
Well,
maybe eventually we will have a listener call in
Google line. Bracket. There are other services out there, so we'll definitely get that sorted out.
Yeah. Because, I've been hearing some podcasts that I listen to are doing sort of a lot more listener call in. Some of them are doing... some of them are doing... whole sort of special events, and maybe it's not an episode of their podcast. I'm thinking of Books on the Nightstand, which has done a couple big call-ins with like TalkShoe or things like that.
We'll have to
but that's not really like something where you could call in, leave a message, and then
we'll find something.
Yeah. But somebody left a message. I don't know who it was.
We'll know later.
Actually, I kind of like...
Tune in next week to find out who Chris called. Or who called Chris, rather.
It's just more annoying. Like, I try to, you know... At least it was just buzzing. At least I had remembered to turn the...
We had at least one fan who's going to ask.
Yeah, who it was. It was an 843 number. I don't know where 843 is.
Just read the rest of the number. We'll figure it out when we call. Let's not do that.
You know what? I think it's probably some sort of automated something, because it ends in a thousand, like three zeros. So it's probably some sort of automated.
You probably won like the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes or something, and then
be like, that would just figure, you know, like last episode or a couple episodes ago, you know, it was thundering and lightning out, and I hadn't bothered to call and make sure my wife was safe. This time I win the Publisher's Clearinghouse, but I don't pick up the phone.
That's how it is. The phone is the bane of your existence.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, when I was 3 years old, we won the lottery, almost. I remember my Aunt Rose came over, and they were filling out like one of those megabucks things, and my mother said, now pick three numbers. And so I picked three numbers, and then Rose picked three numbers, and Rose said, okay, I'll go play these later. And the next day, my mom was very excited because we won the lottery. and so she called Rose up, and Rose said, oh, I didn't play it on the way home because I was busy. So that's kind of been the story of my life, really.
Yeah, so I'm sorry.
At least now we have that in common.
That we both almost won the lottery.
Yeah, that's dumb. Just
well, you know, I like it when we have stuff in common. That's one of the things about Last FM with you and with our friend Randy, our listener. When Last FM like showed that our compatibility had dropped from super to very good, I immediately went out and listened to a whole bunch of songs that were that we had in common.
Wow, I would totally not do that in reverse. I mean, no, that's kind of sweet. Groovy. So, on the podcast of randomness.
A complete and utter randomness was the name of my former podcast, maybe a little bit of that is, not podcast, my radio show back in the day.
I actually wanted to run an idea about the website by you.
Sure. And
this seems like as useful a format as any. Listen returned this weekend. I made a little post about, hey, my dissertation's over, so I'm back. And I've got all these ideas to go this week, but I'm starting to think about it, and you know, I watch pretty carefully what search terms people are using to find my site, and there are always some that you're like, how?
Yes,
there usually are. Things that are like really graphically sexual, and you're like, I'm pretty sure I didn't put that in the site.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But okay. One of them wanted mail order Russian brides as well. I can't find a post on my site that uses any of those words, except maybe order. Or maybe mail in conjunction with email.
Hmm. I mean, maybe is that the title of the site that this is something you would say to your mail order Russian bride? Shh, listen.
I don't know. I was just like, all right. Yay. God knows what we get for Generation Goat. But I was thinking about the name and I'm thinking, well, it's kind of, you know, it's there now, but I wish that there were also an easier way for people to find the site, because sometimes I find with four H's or like two H's or like, you know, whatever. And so I have the long sleeping Songs That Saved Your Life, which I still have ideas for, but it's a much more infrequently updated thing. So I was thinking that I would kind of merge the two in a fashion and make it so that you could use Songs That Saved Your Life to get to what is now Listen, or vice versa. And I would just create, I don't know. See, that's where I stop. Like, do I create like, you know, a static page that, you know, has two options, because an extra step doesn't seem the best way to go for content? Or do I like call one, do I call news and reviews on the Songs That Saved Your Life site and vice versa?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to know what to do there.
Yeah, I don't. It's a good instinct, my situation is that isn't exactly the same. I still have a couple of the domain names for sites that I no longer use.
Yeah, me too.
And I just have them pointing at GeekForce 5. So like that littlebastard.com just points at GeekForce 5.
Right.
So it's not exactly the same situation. I mean, I like the idea of a unified place to find, like, I even have that struggle with the fact that, like, eChristopherClark.com and GeekForce5.com are two separate things.
Right.
Sometimes. And one of the things I brought up at PodCamp is, like, people have too many places to find me, then maybe they don't try to find me at all.
Yeah.
So I kind of like the idea that people could, you know, get to everything from either domain, whichever one they visit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a rough question. I don't really know if you... I certainly don't want a second, you know, certainly don't want a step involved. I think that is, I don't like that idea necessarily. That's a good question.
Well, kind of what I do right now, I mean, there's a menu bar option that says Songs That Saved Your Life, and it takes you over to that site. And what I could do over there is I could put, you know, a menu bar option that says news and reviews,
which
takes you back. And that's kind of a hack that works. But it's a little, I don't know. It seems inelegant. And then there's the question of like, do you make the visual of both sites the same? Do you keep one with its distinctive look? I mean, I think, you know, I like the look Osung's right now, but
yeah.
Yeah, it's tricky. So really boring podcast fodder, but
well, no, I mean, you know, I think part of what the podcast is about is about our websites and people know that coming in.
But if people have ideas, I'd love to hear them, because I honestly, I want to do something, because I don't want the songs content to get lost, you know, and I also don't want to forfeit some sort of direct access to it. So
yeah. I mean, what's good about, I mean, I don't have any solutions to the problems, but what's good about what you're doing with those two sites is that they are related.
Yeah.
And it's easier to relate to sites that are about music than,
right,
I would have no idea how to relate necessarily. I'm starting to get an idea of how I relate the two, my two sites, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. But it's also not a bad idea to have, you know, two separate sites is fine.
Yeah.
It works. And what's the instinct? Is it because you don't know what you're going to do with songs?
Well, partly. I mean, it's just a much less used site, and I feel like if I integrated it better, then it might get more use. You know, people might go poke around on it.
Yeah, I mean, because I think the people who visit would probably be interested in some of the stuff that's over there. So, at the very least, some sort of sidebar might work. I don't know. I mean, I think the instinct is definitely right on, because I think they're serving the same audience.
Yeah.
You know, where songs is probably what those same people who are reading are when they've got more time. You know,
yeah.
That's the sort of content they probably want.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to put some thought into it. But part of it too is that I feel like, well, I've gotten used to listen. Like, it also, now it kind of needs a name that's easier to remember.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, obviously we both have trouble, you know. I think I just almost said shit. Like, it's just
right.
Like my, because I'm foul mouthed, you know, it just, yeah. But I like the title. It's a title that works well on the screen. It works well on the page. And with the header, it certainly works. But
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. So I have to think about that. But
yeah, I mean, but obviously, I mean, it's getting some.
Yeah,
you know, you're getting people who submit to it. You're getting people who visit it. So
yeah, it does very well on its own, which is why I'm a little nervous about tinkering with it. But
yeah,
I guess maybe what I just need to do is make access to it more obvious from songs, and that'll save my problem, because then I can tell people, well, if that's hard to remember, go to songsavedyourlife.com.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it's your home base, I know it's probably something I need to do. Well, I don't know. I mean, there is a link off of E. Christopher Clark to Geek Force 5. There wasn't any obvious link from Geek Force 5 back to E. Christopher Clark. Now there's kind of a book link. I need to work on that at some point. But
it's just all these little things that, like, now I'm in between things with my dissertation. Like, oh, I can get that done right now. And
Well, whenever you come out of a big project, you sort of realize all these little things that I've been wanting to do.
Yeah.
And there's even things that I hadn't even thought about doing that all of a sudden, wow, I could do that.
It's kind of weird. I mean,
using a to-do list tracker to, and I'm not a big fan of all these I'm not a big fan of productivity apps, but I use a really simple one called Things that I'm just keep using to keep track of projects, and I've used it to help myself narrow stuff down. But also, I mean, I've just generally been doing that. Like, I've been cutting down on the number of podcasts that I listen to that have nothing to do with
what
passions are. So, like, I was really interested in tech for a while, and I'm still kind of interested in tech, but recently I was just like, you know what? I don't need to listen to songs about tech. I don't need to listen to podcasts about tech. Like, a couple of times ago, we talked about the Geek Beat TV and Callie Lewis saying something that, you know, nearly pissed me off. And I finally was just like, you know what? I kind of like Callie, you know, she's been entertaining over the years, but I don't need to listen to this. And it just piles up in my stuff. So, I mean, I've just been kind of...
Yeah, I've been going through the old Google Reader, actually. Because basically, if I come across a website that seems interesting, like, oh, yeah, I'll subscribe to that.
And, yeah.
Like, you know, every day, practically, I've got 800 new things to go through.
And... I know. I was up to that. And I just, a lot of the high traffic stuff, I
actually spent all weekend clearing out my iTunes. I had like 78 podcasts to listen to.
Yeah. Hey. Same thing had been happening to me. And I was just like, you know, if there's stuff in there that I just continually put off listening to, it shouldn't belong in there. You know?
Some of it's amazing to me how frequent it is. Like some things, you know, like there are some great NPR podcasts. I mean, apart from like All Songs Considered and the Tiny Desk concerts and stuff like that. Like I also do listen to like the NPR food podcast and I do like the books podcast. Food is back to being once a week now, but books is like half an hour to an hour every single day. I just don't have that time.
See, one of the questions that came up at PodCamp was frequency. And I said, I think weekly is kind of the sweet spot. I mean, all the ones that I listen to are either weekly or like bi-weekly. Yeah. You know, even monthly sometimes turns out to be not so monthly. I forget it's there. You know, like the New Yorker Fiction podcast is monthly and I don't have a regular place in my routine for that podcast. Yeah. So like I know that I generally listen to Sound Opinions on Monday mornings when I'm driving into class. So like that's my time for that. But I don't have any time for the New Yorker Fiction podcast. So I just, if it's not coming on a regular basis, and the daily ones, I've basically done away with the daily ones. I just can't keep up.
I've kept some, like KXP's Song of the Day or, you know, things like that. But, you know, that's something you can listen to while doing something else. So,
how many of the Smodcast network things are you listening to?
Just two, Smodcast. And I was listening to the Jay and Silent Bob Get Old one, which is interesting.
That's a very polite...
something simultaneously brave and just... unnatural about sharing some of those details in public. But yeah, that's cool. That's their thing. And I mean, there certainly are occasionally really interesting. It's just, wow.
What's the other one you're listening to regularly?
Just those two, Smodcast and Jay and Silent Bob Get Old.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I've been trying to pare down, but I'm also kind of like looking for new ones to listen to. So you were,
I mean,
I should listen to Double Meat, apparently.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was listening to one. My friend Zeke from college does one called Double. He does two, actually. He does another one called Brilliant Gameologists, which I'm not as fond of. His co-host.
Take that, kind of, Zeke.
Yeah, yes. I kind of like his co-host, but sometimes
we had a chance to make friends there, and you were like, no.
Yeah, no. I mean, whatever. You know, if they want to start a podcast war with goats, goats versus gameologists, you know, bring it.
Yeah, that's goats true. Versus probably Double Meat fans on our side.
Yeah, I mean, goats versus Double Meat. Those guys are big. You know, that's the whole thing. Like, I think Double Meat came out of Zeke joking, like, what would happen if you took the funny guy? There's always a funny fat guy, not in our podcast.
Yeah.
but there's
role reversal again. So
I didn't mean if there was a third guy, there'd be a funny fat guy, or not a funny fat guy, there'd be a fat guy, and his name would be Ken. But
hi, Ken. Boom.
I'm just kidding. See, look at me making friends. Ken wrote to me the other day on.
Did you just not do PR for our podcast? Would that be okay? did he?
Yeah, he did. I forget why, but
for those of you who are wondering who the hell Ken is, go back to episode one of Generations.
Just the Ken Mills Experience. Zeke, I think, had joked that what would happen if you took there's always a funny fat guy in every podcast, and what would happen if you took two of them and put them together, and the result is really, really funny. Like it's funny and it's insightful. They're both skeptics. They're both nerds. They're both they interview very interesting people. It's an interview show. So, that was another thing that came up in PodCamp is like, I personally, they asked me about podcasts that I did. And I said, well, the ones where I was by myself always felt kind of weird.
Yeah.
And I always feel a little weird when I'm listening to one that is just one person talking, mm-hmm. but it's the conversation that makes it interesting. So one of my suggestions to them was, if you don't have a partner, then make it an interview podcast. And so Zeke and Sasha kind of have the best of both worlds. They have each other to talk to, but then they always bring in someone interesting, which makes it fresh, for them, all the time. Although it's interesting to listen to someone else that you know, and they have a lot of the same, they're pretty early in their run too. I think they're coming up on a year.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of the same problems with quirks and trying to figure, they make jokes about, oh, you're going to have to cut this. And then
we decided to just go straight boring. That was where we went.
Yeah. That's where we went. That's where we're most comfortable.
That's our sweet spot. That's the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Somewhere between. And.
Well, people like to play games while they listen to our podcast, too. While I was sitting there recording.
Yeah, there were some angry birds.
There were some angry birds. Yeah.
We just want
right
to call
there, right beside me. Right. And I, as an Angry Birds player myself. Knew the sound.
Because of our podcast, I actually had to go out and get the Angry Birds. And...
but it's free for you. Oh wait, no, you're on an iPod.
Yeah. No, I got it for my iPod. So yeah,
I was thinking you were on an Android phone. And
although after yesterday, I totally want to be
an Android phone.
Yeah, on Lifehacker there was a controller. Basically that you slot your droid into, and it's like an old-fashioned Nintendo controller, so you can play the emulator games.
Oh, really? Wow.
Hello, yeah, sign me up, please.
My brother has is it a droid or is it a... I get mixed up about all the different models.
Yeah, me too.
He has the bigger one.
I've been living in Britain, yeah, I get a little confused.
Yeah, so he has one, and he came home for a week or so this summer, and I was like, wow, that's a pretty sweet looking phone.
Yeah, my Uncle Troy had one. I saw it last week, and it was quite groovy.
Yeah, yeah, and I apparently that where I was going was
Apple fans. Yeah,
whatever, cool phone is a cool phone. I think they get it for free. I think Droid users can play Angry Birds for free for some reason. So
unbelievable. We should free depressed birds.
What did you think of Angry Birds?
It's kind of fun. It's a cute little gimmick, but
my friend Leslie was like, I don't get it. I don't understand what the fuss is all about. Me, it's either the best 99 cents I ever spent or the worst, depending on the day.
I'm actually still playing the free light one. I'm stuck on the last screen.
I've turned to YouTube.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, because there are these four pigs, and I can routinely kill three of them.
Yeah.
But I can never kill one of them if I use my strategy to kill three of them.
Right. It gets to be ridiculous. The it gets harder. You keep getting introduced to new birds. I actually thought I was done getting introduced to new birds, but now, more recently, I got a boomerang bird.
Hmm.
I never know what to do with this thing. And every time I go on to YouTube to see the solution for one of them, it's never actually using it as a boomerang. It's almost using it as like a super dive bomby bird. And it's just like, what's the point of giving me a boomerang bird that... Anyway, Angry Birds.
Angry Birds.
Some people play Angry Birds. Some people are working while they listen to our podcast. So boring, sometimes good.
It's the way to go. We hope that no pilots or conversely air traffic controllers will listen to our podcast while working.
While working.
Yeah.
Maybe those guys may have trouble getting to sleep. So maybe
food inspectors or,
yes, food inspectors.
Yeah. Just any number of, services.
Do not operate heavy machinery while listening to Generation Go.
It's true. We've reached the part of the podcast where it's just syllables.
It's just so so we pretty much talked about all the things on the very extensive list that I sent you beforehand.
Yeah, you sent me like a book.
I did. Like, well, you were gonna come
and then I get this thing and it's like a paragraph long and like with bullet points.
Yeah, bullet points.
Okay. I'll just let you do whatever you want.
Super organized man now. I'm trying to be the Bert. I'm trying to let you be the Ernie this time.
I don't want to be the Ernie.
Who do you want to be?
I don't know.
You want to be Oscar?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, as a kid, I liked Oscar.
You know, I was reading a book to Kaylee the other day, Which is Which? And at the end of yeah.
All right.
At the end of it, Oscar, so that all the Sesame Street friends dress up as witches, mm-hmm. and you theoretically can't tell which one is which.
Yeah.
Until they get to Oscar, and Oscar just asks them all to lift up their dresses or their
what?
To see their feet, you know, so the hem of their witch dresses or whatever, and he can tell who's who by their feet, and they're all bummed out because their trick doesn't work, and they're not going to get a treat from Oscar, and then Oscar's
you
like, "Oh,
really? Want your kid going around to people going, pull up your dress?"
No.
That's interesting. That's now a far cry from that book monster anymore. At the end of this book, which was I was a big fan of.
I love that book. I told before Kaylee was born, I said that was my favorite book as a kid, and I think like three people bought it for us or something.
Nice.
No, I think three people were going to buy it, and one person bought it.
There's some crazy Muppet stuff going on, actually. Like I saw recently that they're introducing or have introduced recently an HIV positive Muppet.
They're doing all sorts of crazy stuff on Sesame Street, yeah. And then in straight up Muppets land, I mean, last holiday season, it seemed like leading up to the holiday season, there were like two or three.
Yeah,
they did Bohemian Rhapsody, and then they did something else, and then there was a Christmas one.
Now apparently they're working on a new Muppet movie, and I saw yesterday there will be a smartphone obsessed Muppet.
Huh. Okay.
So there you go.
Sure. Be Gonzo, or will it be a new?
No, it's a new Muppet.
New Muppet that's obsessed with smartphones. Okay.
All right.
You know, anything's better than Muppets in Space, right?
Actually, yeah.
I don't know. I have not seen a Muppet movie.
You know, I haven't actually looked to see if Netflix will furnish me with the Muppet Show, but if it will, then I'm just staying in all day.
Well, you know, why not? Speaking of Netflix, well, I don't need Netflix for The Princess Bride, but we had talked about this last time. Or I keep saying last time, but last time we weren't talking about anything.
Last time we were together.
Last time we were together, yes. We talked about The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
And I think what I'm going to do on Geek Force 5 sometime soon is put up a poll of all the movies that I haven't seen that I probably should have and have people vote for the top five.
Yeah. But then you got to watch them. Maybe we should make the watching it part of the goat so that we can prove that you did it.
Prove that I did it. Right. Yeah. Okay. And that I didn't.
So just getting it off Wikipedia like my students.
Yeah. Because we've got to prove that Chris watched the.
I just got 3 10-page papers. The only source cited was Wikipedia. Which, by the way, in my instructions for the essay, it says use of Wikipedia constitutes an automatic F. So I emailed them all back, and I was just like, so what do you suggest we do? Hmm. I haven't heard back yet.
I mean, we come right out and say to the students Wikipedia isn't allowed, but it sounds like you did just that.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, I did take pains to point out that in an academic essay, Wikipedia makes you look like an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, I mean, I always say to them that, you know, if you look at a Wikipedia article that seems like it might be well written, then check out the sources.
Yeah, go look at the sources.
Then maybe go to the sources.
Okay, fine. It's one thing to say, who was Marie de France who wrote all of these things? I'll go look her up. And then, okay, now I have a vague idea. I will go to the library and find out more. You know, that's okay, but...
Ugh. Yeah. Well, yeah, the library would be a nice place to visit once in a while. For...
Yeah, yeah. You know, for something other than just coffee.
Yeah, coffee or free internet or...
Yeah. Anyway, right, sorry. We should do that.
So far, I mean, like, you know, Princess Bride and Seven, I think, are on that list.
Yeah, see Princess Bride, see Seven, if only to find out what's in the box. Go watch Avatar.
Yes, Avatar. Yeah, three of them came up in that one podcast.
Maybe for the love of all that's holy.
I think I'm getting Kick-Ass tomorrow. I didn't mean to be getting Kick-Ass tomorrow because I've been trying to catch up on the Tudors, but apparently season 4 of the Tudors was not number 1 in my queue.
Huh.
So I'm getting Kick-Ass instead.
What else are you considering putting on the list?
I don't know. I should look at my queue because there's a bunch of stuff that I'm like. I mean, I think that the real big one is Princess Bride.
Yeah,
like,
go watch it for the love of Jesus right now,
because that's the one that I have sworn never to watch. There's a bunch that are on the list that are in the queue that I fully intend to watch. I mean, a lot of these are new though. Like, what are some
of? Have you seen Labyrinth?
I have not seen
Labyrinth. Then go watch that.
They were talking about Labyrinth on Smodcast today.
Oh, well, I missed it, but go watch that.
I have a lot of TV that's lined up. I have not seen, although I own it, The Virgin Suicides or Marie Antoinette, either of the... I did see the middle of her films, which was...
We should go see the new one next month.
What's the new one? Oh, yes, yes.
Somewhere?
Yeah, I saw a trailer for it, I think, and I thought it looked really great.
Organize a goat movie night.
I haven't seen Walk the Line, The Da Vinci Code, which is probably for better.
Just skip it.
Yeah.
Or get really, really hammered and watch it.
Nightmare Before Christmas, never seen.
Wow. I could tell you some funny stories about that, but I'll let you
about that one. Those are the big ones that are sort of popping out at me.
All right, well, we'll set you straight.
Yeah.
Somehow.
And we'll record it for Goat. Well, we won't record the movie. We'll record
maybe we'll record a bit of the pregame.
Uh huh.
Maybe if it's a movie that has an obvious like pause point, then we'll pause and ask you how you're doing. And then...
right. I mean, that's what they did. That's what Jorge Garcia and his girlfriend did for the final season of Lost. Like, they recorded something where they read the script. That was the whole first part of the podcast, and the second part was after they saw the episode. So
maybe we need to do something like that.
There is a precedent, you know. And we have talked about doing that, and we've talked about all sorts of things, right?
We should do some of those things.
We should.
But before we wrap up, I guess, for the week, because we're coming up on an hour. It's pretty respectable. People should tell us when they want to go to Fun Spot. We're not just going to pick out of thin air. Because if we pick, you're just going to say, oh, I'm busy that week. My cat's stuck in a treehouse or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that happens all the time. I call up, you know, like, hey, we should go out to the movies. Have a nice date. No, I can't.
Cat's stuck
in a treehouse. Oh, that's so weird. You live on the prairie. I know. Whatever. That's so, true. Let's do that.
Yes. So, how can people do it? At Generation Goat, right?
Yeah. Tell us on Twitter or stop by the website, leave a comment.
Yeah.
You know, anything. Just let us know. Yep. Or apparently generationgoat@gmail.com.
Yes, apparently. which we set up when we first started the podcast and forgot that we set up, because today we went to go sign up for it again.
Good job, team.
I shouldn't say we. I should say I.
I'm going to blame the interns.
Blame the intern. Yeah, it would be nice if we had an intern.
We need an intern.
We need an intern.
Like a hip intern. Like, knows where cool stuff is and can get us awesome sandwiches.
But see, we're still recording in two separate locations, so they would have to get sandwiches in two separate locations.
We need two interns.
We do. I agree.
Yeah.
If you want to be an intern,
apply at Generation Goat.
At Generation Goat. Tell us why you should be our intern.
That's right. And we'll, I don't know, reward you with
putting you on the podcast.
Ignominy. Okay. Well, thanks for listening to a very sleepy Generation Goat this
week. Hey, you know, everyone's a little sleepy.
I am a little sleepy. Next time.
Just finished a dissertation. You're going to be a doctor.
I'm in dissertation hangover mood. My brain will not put stuff together.
That's all right.
Okay, well, next time, hopefully, we will reveal, if not before on the website, the time and place of Fun Spot. And yes. Groovy. Anything else, Chris, before we go?
Pants.
Word. All right, take it easy, everybody.
Take it easy. Thank you.
Busy.